Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. The administrator of Medicare and Medicaid, Don Berwick, made his long-anticipated appearance before a congressional committee today. This was the first time he testified since being nominated and then about 4 months ago being appointed to the job by President Obama while Congress was in recess. Berwick went before the Senate Finance Committee and our Mary Agnes Carey was there. Mary Agnes, as I say, there was a lot of anticipation about this. What happened?
Dr. Berwick opened the hearing with talking about his personal commitment and his lifelong career commitment to improving the quality of health care delivered and making the healthcare system more efficient. He talked about things like improving the continuity of care, making it seamless, improving the quality of care delivered by the Medicare and Medicaid programs, and how he feels the healthcare law will help him do that. He also made it clear to the Finance Committee that he wants to talk to members, he wants to address their concerns, so I think he really tried to strike a tone of openness with them.
Republicans were very anxious to have him up there to challenge him on certain parts of the health care reform law. Did that happen?
They did, to some extent. Now, of course, the hearing was somewhat limited in length and only lasted a little over an hour, but Republicans did talk about the changes to Medicare, how they think this will hurt the Medicare program. In particular, the changes to Medicare Advantage. Orrin Hatch, who's a Republican, a Republican from Utah, talked about the cuts to Medicare Advantage and how that disturbed him. There was some concern that due to the process by which Dr. Berwick was named in a recess appointment, there wasn't enough openness for his confirmation. It should have come before the Senate committee, and they felt that there simply wasn't enough time today to address concerns about implementation of the health law and how CMS is going to allocate resources going forward.
Was there any indication, Mary Agnes, that the Democrats deliberately kept this hearing short so that Dr. Berwick couldn't come under attack from Republicans?
I asked Senator Max Baucus, who heads the Finance Committee, that very question, and he explained it to me that it was a scheduling issue today, that Democrats are going to be in caucus meetings until 4 o'clock. When this was raised by Republicans throughout the session, he said that there would be sufficient time for hearings with Dr. Berwick in the future.
Right after the midterm elections, President Obama said that he was willing to listen to any ideas Republicans might have about tinkering with the health care reform law if it really made it better. Was there any sense in Dr. Berwick's comments today that he came to the Hill with that same attitude?
I think that that's definitely the message he tried to send. He talked about how he'd met with many members individually, and he will continue to do that. There were some Republican members who said they had made inquiries to CMS in particular matters and weren't getting answers, and he said, if that's the problem, I want to know about it, and I want to fix it. I mean, there's no doubt that the atmosphere around the healthcare law is politically charged, especially leading up to the 2012 elections. But I think Dr. Berwick today tried to say, I want to work with you and I want to talk to you. And if you have a concern, I want to know about it and I want to be responsive.
And he is someone many of these lawmakers, including Republicans, have known for quite some time.
Well, he is. I mean, he's been well known in the field of healthcare quality for years. And if you think about it, I think a lot of the messages he tries to send probably appeal to Republicans on many levels, trying to make healthcare more efficient, make it cost less, have the federal healthcare programs be more efficient and have them cost less. These are all goals that are shared by many people in both parties, but the politics around this sometimes makes it more difficult to see that areas where you agree.
Okay, thanks so much, Mary Agnes Carey, reporting to us from Capitol Hill. I appreciate it.
Glad to do it.